Welcome back to A Man as Well. Before we get into this week's episode, a little announcement. Next Saturday, Small Business Saturday is back. So stay tuned for that. Thanks for watching. Next clip will be the intro. Thanks for watching. Everybody, welcome back to A Man as Well. This week we had on Christina. We talked about so many different things. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys for Thursday's upload. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to A Man as Well. This week we have Christina. Christina on, and I'm gonna let her introduce herself and tell her a little bit about you. By the way, this is another one of my favorite episodes. It's spirituality and psychics. So welcome, Christina.
Hi, it's great to be here. I'm Christina Fletcher. I am what's known as a spiritual alignment coach, and I'm also an energy healer. I help teens. I do work with some teens as well as overwhelmed women who basically feel pulled in all directions, that they're feeling scattered and overwhelmed. And I help them find center and connect to that higher selves.
That is dope. My viewers know this. I'm very big into like all the psychic stuff, and I love this stuff. I'm wearing angel numbers around my neck. I wear 444 around my neck every day.
Fantastic. And
I'm really into this. So like, how did you get started with this?
Well, actually, you know, I was probably about 11 when I started meditating because I had seen it on a TV show, which I thought looked pretty cool.
I'm the polar opposite. I'm the polar opposite with that.
Yeah?
I don't meditate. They fight me to do it. I got an app recently that helps me and reminds me to do it, but...
You know what? It's not unlikely. Right now, we're kind of in a time where meditation is... It's kind of hard to slow down. The world is awfully fast.
Yes.
So getting your mind to slow down and get quiet, that can be really complicated.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different ways to meditate, honestly. And the trick is... That's why I always call my business spiritually aware living. Because it's actually about being aware of your thoughts and about of energy and about the world around you.
That's dope.
So even if you go for a walk can be a meditation. Yeah. I tell people, go to the gym.
Yeah, I think music's my meditation, like listening to my music.
100%. My husband actually records music specifically for manifestation.
Oh, that's
so he does
sick.
Like dance tracks and things that actually are like focused on affirmations in order to manifest and to create a space
for
you. That's dope. So, yeah, no, it's all about giving yourself the opportunity to take a step away from the world you're living in.
That's sick. That's sick. I know I'm kind of psychic. I was able to predict my dad having a stroke and being in the hospital, and I predicted my grandmother being wheeled out of our house by ambulance. It was like, my mom, I woke up in the morning, I was like, I had a dream grandma's being wheeled out in an ambulance by our house, and grandma goes, can't feel well, I can't get out of bed or whatever, and like an hour later, we called an ambulance, and she got wheeled out.
It means that you're like highly attuned.
Yeah.
And honestly, is something it's something that it's a power that you have to use for good.
Yeah. Where anytime I have a gut feeling about my father, I get right on it. I'm usually right. Like I predicted the last time he was in the hospital. I find out things quite quickly with him because he posts everything on Facebook before telling his kids. Mm-hmm. So I will have a feeling. I'll be like, I have a feeling my dad's not doing right. And like 20 minutes later, I'll check Facebook and there he is in the hospital. So I'm very good at predicting that too.
Yeah. No, it's a gift that you have to take care of.
Yeah.
It's also nice to predict the happy things.
Yeah, I got to do a mental health interview with this big influencer who unfortunately passed away, and I was manifesting that for months and got to do it 2 days before he OD'd off of fentanyl.
Wow.
So that was one I manifested. Or I manifested meeting Chantel, so that was sick.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So now you manifested your husband.
I did. Yes, I was 20, I guess I started about 20 when I started imagining, I was fed up of the type of people that I was meeting and I wasn't connecting with anybody. I kept feeling like I couldn't make a connection. I wasn't really dating anybody. Nothing was really clicking. And I knew I wanted a special connection with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I'd always felt like there was someone out there for me.
Yeah.
And so I just started imagining that I was in the relationship with them.
Yeah, well, it's funny enough. I do the same thing with this one boy who we're not going to like name drop this one on here. He did also, for everybody who's listening to school, he does not go to school with us. He does not go to school with us. So don't start making up your rumors. But it's one boy that I know off of like social media. We'll say like off of social media who I've known for quite some time. And he's like one guy that I actually date, but like we don't get along most of the time. So I'm like,
well, you know, just before meeting my husband, I went to a psychic. This is before I really knew about my own personal gifts. And it was really interesting because she's like, you're going to meet this man by the mountains and he's going to have beautiful blue eyes and you're going to sit and you're going to chat. And it was like this big buildup. And then I had a trip that summer and I went to the mountains and I sat at this dinner and I met this guy with blue eyes. It was the wrong guy.
That's crazy. Actually, funny.
It was not the guy that I was supposed to be. That's crazy. I met my husband then 6 months later.
That's sick. That's sick. Well, funny enough, I met this psychic, and this is, okay, I did a reading with my mom's approval when I was 17, and she told me that the guy that I will get with is a Libra, and that, like, described him. And, of course, it's the Libra I know. It's the Libra that I have known for quite some time, and I refused it. And she said that he will approach me this upcoming senior year to talk to me. She was correct. He approached me in November. For everybody who's been wanting a Libra update, we spoke in November, have not spoken since. He subscribed, so hi! But that's how I met. She was right with that. She predicted him approaching me. And he approached me and had a 20-minute convo with me. Like, nothing ever happened in the past. That was insane. Yep. Like, nothing ever happened. Like, we weren't talking, not talking for a reason. And she predicted that and was correct. And I texted her, I guess, was like, you were right. He approached me a year later.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean it's an interesting thing. Because the thing is that psychics for other people, it's always a really interesting thing because they're only picking up on a certain thread of your life.
Well, it's funny. I was like to him, we're not friends again. Well, I don't care. But it was just funny that she said that. I've also, I'm manifesting that I'll meet the right guy at the right time, which will be when I'm out of high school and out of my town where the men here are awful. But right now I've been manifesting that I'll get a prom date of some sorts. But my best friend, who's a grade younger, is like wants to go with me really badly. So I'm going to propose to her and ask her to go with me.
Yeah.
She's my best friend. You know what?
Okay. Here's the trick in all of this. Mm-hmm. Where attention goes, energy flows.
Yeah.
So the thing is that if your attention is, often people get caught up in the manifestation thing because they push so hard to what they want. But your attention is always going to be focused on the want.
You know what's making
not on the actual getting.
It's making me think of something right now. On TikTok, there's those sounds where you can't skip them or you'll get bad luck. I don't skip any one of those sounds. The one time I skipped it, I fell down a staircase. So now I don't skip them.
But you see, the thing is that's only true because you're giving it power.
No,
it's... Someone else who doesn't believe it won't give any attraction, like any attention
that's
to
true.
It. So therefore, energy can't flow to it.
That's true.
But you've got a strong energy that therefore directed in the right perspective. That's why you can predict things. That's how psychic abilities work. It's a question of when you have a strong energy and you shift into that where you put your attention, then you receive the information from that direction.
That's sick. Yeah. I've learned about that before. Yeah. I know one thing that I do is I have a routine is every night I listen to the same song every night just because I feel like it gives me like the good vibes that I need for the next day. So I do that.
Which song is it?
It's Heart Attack by Demi Lovato. I've been listening to it since I was a freshman every single night. And it's been like my one song, my one to go to song was that song. So I listen to it every night. And if I skip it, I get afraid that it's not going to be a good day because I'm not going to be in a good mindset. And I always listen to it every single night. And then another.
Well, and this is like what we're saying. It's like because you've got the belief in structure.
Yeah.
Then it's important to follow through with that. Because no matter what, where attention goes, energy flows.
Yep.
It's like if you play the lotto, if you play lottery and you always play it all the time, then if you don't play it, then chances are your energy is going to mean that that's when your numbers get drawn.
Yep.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. Right?
So here's the question is that how does the song make you feel?
It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like, you know, like it makes me feel like positive vibes, positive energy.
Okay.
And that's why I listen to it because it just gives me positive energy. Only music I listen to is music that I can vibe to or is positive energy. Like my viewers know my favorite song in the whole entire world is Headshot by Polo G, 504N. And that like that song's playing in my own little world. Like I like the type of music that gets me in my own world. And this little cat right here, she's my little baby. She's been with me for a very long time. And she's my baby. She is the little queen of manifestation. Sometimes she'll sit with me while I'm manifesting. This is my baby. This is
Daisy.
Well,
don't forget, you're always manifesting.
Yes. This is Daisy. I actually manifested getting another cat and got another cat. After my mom told me we weren't getting another cat, we got another cat. Right? Oh, you got a brother. Awesome. You got a brother, you lucky thing. But no.
Aww. That's lovely.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
She's actually very good to her brother. She doesn't have mothering instincts. No, she does not. Anytime they play, she goes right for his neck. But he's a little baby, and she's not a good mothering instincts at all. But
well, they often aren't. We always have cats.
Yeah, I love cats. Yeah. They're my favorite. Yeah. And horseback riding. I used to ride horses.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Horses are incredibly energetically grounding.
Creatures. I feel like a different person on a horse. I love it.
Sorry?
I feel like a different person on a horse. I love it. I love the feeling of being on a horse.
Yeah. Well, you see that? That's like a meditation.
Yeah, I love being like on a horse.
It's important to find this person that you are when you're in that space.
Yeah.
When you're in that flow of energy, when you're feeling that freedom of the wind in your hair.
Yeah.
That can be a form of meditation.
That's what I love.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So you don't have to say that you can't meditate.
No.
That's right. You actually do. You just do it differently.
I do it differently, yes. But thank you, Christina, for coming on. I'm going to link her stuff below. Thank you for listening. Okay. I'll see you guys for Small Business Saturday.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. I'll see you guys for Thursday's upload.